Here's one that comes to me from a bloke by the name of Mikey. Now, Mikey had a cleaner working at his home who decided mid-clean to pack up their gear and leave, never to be seen again. So the cleaner was in his house, presumably doing some dusting or some vacuuming or anything else, and all of a sudden packed up their gear and just left, never to be seen again, and left behind a half-cleaned house. So Mikey has sent me a screenshot of a conversation. Well, sorry, Mikey's friend Alex has sent me a screenshot of a conversation between Mikey and the cleaner, because all of a sudden the cleaner's there, and then the next moment the cleaner's gone. Mikey says to the cleaner on the text message, "Is everything okay?" The cleaner writes back, "I lost passion." I'm not joking. Now, I'm not joking. Mikey sends a text message saying, "Is everything okay?" The response comes back, "I lost passion." Mikey then replies, "Okay, will you be coming back or do I need to find someone else? I'm sorry to hear that." The cleaner writes back, "Find new person." Now, if I can go to Chris Bowen, who worked with me here in the Sydney Live studio, you would be able to sympathise, surely, with this person.
I'm doing it tomorrow.
I know. Considering it's your last day tomorrow.
I haven't lost passion, though.
No, no. But have you ever thought about when I'm sending you a text message and saying, "Listen, how are we going with this? What's happening with that?
Mm.
Can you get it to me in the next 4 seconds?
Yes.
You haven't thought about just hitting reply and saying, "I lost passion"?
Your email's at 1 minute to 3 occasionally. Get stuff, Ben.
I just love the response, "I lost passion." And it's midway through the job. I wonder who's done that. And I think we've all dreamed of it, haven't we? But I wonder who's actually done it. You're midway through the job, midway through the work, and all of a sudden you just say, "You know what? No, forget about it. I'm out of here." Now, if you're like me and you've thought about it from time to time but never had the guts to do it, you may just want to live vicariously through others by hearing their stories. If you've actually done it, if you have stood up and walked out and said, "Sorry, mate, enough's enough, I'm out of here," 131873, tell me your story. "I lost passion." "Okay, will you be coming back or do I need to find someone else?" Find new person. Thank you very much. Hello, Gary.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Have you done it, Gary?
I have, yeah. I've got my own carpet cleaning business, and at the end of the 90s, when I'm a mad Rabbitohs supporter and Rabbitohs member, and at the end of the 90s, when we got kicked out of the comp, I did a job for this woman who loved her rugby league and started to tell me how it was great that the Rabbitohs got kicked out.
Oh.
And I sort of said, after she kept going on and on, I suggested, "Look, I think you need to change the subject because I'm a Rabbitohs member and this hurts." And she kept going on and on. Anyway, 2 minutes later, picked up my gear, walked out the door, halfway through the job, halfway through the room.
Oh, mate.
But
you are the best, Gary.
But I will say, I never got paid.
No, it doesn't matter.
It wasn't about the money, mate.
No, you know what? You lost the passion. You lost the passion for serving that particular customer.
Well, I'm afraid when it was her and the Rabbitohs, they come first. Sorry.
Did you receive any communication or correspondence from the customer saying, "Hey, Gary, where are you?
No, I told her. I told her, "Look, you need to stop." I told her I was a Rabbitohs member, and I don't agree.
You gave
with what
a
happened.
Fair warning.
Yeah, and she kept going on and on, and I said, "Right, hooroo." And I will add, I've got a long memory. When we won the comp in 2014,
oh, you didn't.
I went back to her house.
No, you didn't, Gary.
And I did. I stuck the newspaper on a front door and and said, well, we're back.
Oh, Gary, that is so good. Can I send you a 6-pack of Young Henrys?
You could do that, mate, yeah.
Just hang on there, Gary. Mate, honestly, that is just too good. I love why he did it. Didn't have anything to do with the actual job he was doing. She was badgering him about how good it was that Souths were kicked out of the comp. He's a Bunnies member, and he went, "Hang on a moment, can you just cut out that talk a little bit? Otherwise, I'll walk." And he did. He bailed. 6-pack of Young Henrys coming your way, Gary. Younghenrys.com. 951900048. if you want to order some Young Henrys. It's a beautiful Sydney-made beer. Hi, George.
Yeah, g'day, Ben. To my shame, I've walked out halfway through. I pride myself on being a hard worker, so I sold my business and I thought, I'm not going to be on the dole. I'm not going to collect the, you know, taxpayer money. Mm. And I thought, I'll go do one of those workforce things, and they, you know, they give you casual jobs here and there. And they put me in a sawmill, not sawmill, what do they call those? Flour mill.
Yeah.
And I can see why there's they have those as workforce sort of generated, because, mate, it stunk, and I felt sick, and I just said to them, I'm sorry, I can't do this job. I feel sick. I've got to go home, and I feel like spewing.
How long were you there, George?
Oh, I don't know, 2-3 hours. I gave it my best shot, Ben. I just, it's either that or someone was going to get it, you know, a packet of flour with, you know, with my vomit in it, because I just felt sick, and I just thought, I don't know how anybody could possibly do this job. They've got to automate it somehow, some robotics, because I literally count myself a hard worker. I've never been on the dole my whole life,
yeah.
And I work hard, and I don't care whether it's picking grapes or, and I'm a business owner, and I've been a national operations manager of a company, so I'm not proud, but on that day, I must say, to my shame, I walked out.
The flour mill just wasn't for you, George. Thank you. I love that you stuck at it for a couple of hours, though. Hi, Mark.
G'day, Ben. How are you going?
What have you walked out on?
Ben, look, I was a tanker driver for a fairly reputable company here, and I got poached by a chap that I've known for X amount of time. Anyway, he told me I'd be doing, you know, a set run in a set truck, and, you know, everything went swimmingly along for about 6 months. Anyway, one morning I turned up to start my run, and I got into the office, and he said to me, oh, no, he said, things have changed. He said, you're not doing that now. And I said, now, come, you know, what, something happened or not? He goes, no. He said, I just don't feel like working it that way anymore. I'm going to do something a bit different. And so I went out in the car, and I sat in the car for a few minutes, and it was supposed to be my last run. And I thought, do I really want to do this last run? I thought, no, I don't. So I just went and grabbed all my gear out of the truck, threw it in the car, and drove home. So I finished up. He did the last run.
Did he contact you and say, where have you gone?
No, didn't even bother, because I had a feeling that he knew that that's what I do, and I think that's what he wanted me to do, because I found out later on he was actually getting his son into the business. That was a way of chiseling his son in there. So.
Oh, well, he loaded the gun and you just pulled the trigger. Good on you, Mark. Thank you. 131873. I love it. People just deciding, you know what, that's it. I'm out of here. Not even discussing it. See you later. I've lost the passion, as the cleaner said.